The Lipton Show, Vox Pop, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people. Tonight, Vox Pop, sponsored by Lipton Soup and Lipton Tea, travels to Carnegie Music Hall in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where your two Vox Poppers, Parks Johnson and Warren Hull, are guests of the Pittsburgh Press Old Newsboys. And here we go to Pittsburgh.
Get your Pittsburgh Press. Read all about it. Vox Pop starts drive for Children's Hospital. Get the latest edition. Vox Pop and the Old Newsboys story. Get your Pittsburgh Press.
This is Newsboy Parks Johnson.
And this is Newsboy Warren Hull. You men listening in, I'll bet a good many of you carried a paper route once upon a time. Remember? Well, you just close your eyes and drift back to those boyhood days while these modern youngsters tell us how it goes.
Yes, sir, Warren, and here's a young Pittsburgher, just a regular fella who carries the press every afternoon. But he's a little bit different in some ways because he's number six. He's the sixth brother in his family who's carried that route for the press. Folks, we want you to know him, Don Malloy. Hi, Don. Get a little closer to the microphone. Thank you. Don, how old are you?
13.
13? You consider that a lucky number?
No, it's sort of an unhappy age.
Yeah?
Yeah. You're too old to cry, too young to cuss.
Oh, gee. That's one I hadn't heard before. Too young to cry, too old to cuss. Yeah. Say, am I right about those five brothers ahead of you? They did carry that,
That's right.
Route? Uh-huh. Which one of them turned it over to you?
Well, they didn't all have the same route. It was,
no.
Different ones.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my brother, who's studying for the priesthood, he gave it to me, now.
I see.
He was the only one that had this route before me.
How many in the family?
There were 12. Three died.
12 in the family? What were you, number what?
11.
Number 11, huh? And 18 years old. Say, Don, what does your dad do?
He owns a store.
What kind of store?
Well, it's a confectionery.
Candy, ice cream, that kind of stuff?
That's right.
Do you help out sometime?
Yes, I help in the store.
I bet you eat all the ice cream you want, huh?
Well, you get tired of it after a while when you can have
no,
as much as you want.
No, you really don't, huh?
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Getting back to your paper route, how many papers you carry?
About 85 daily and 95 to 100 Sunday.
You have to make 2-3 trips on Sunday, don't you?
Well, I use my wagon.
Oh, you got a wagon?
That's right.
How about your collections? Do pretty well on that?
Yes, they're pretty good. Sometimes you have some trouble.
Yeah? Can you tell when a family's fixing to move?
Well, they usually tell you.
Oh, they do, huh? Mm-hmm. They really don't just move out on you, do they?
No, I've never had that happen.
I'd like to know one other thing. Do you read the paper you carry? Do you read the press?
Sure, I do.
What do you like about it?
Oh, I like the comics mostly.
Uh-huh. What else you read, Don?
Well, I read a few of the columns.
You do?
Billy Rose and some of them.
You think they got pretty good columnists?
That's right.
You like the old paper, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. What's your hobby?
I raise tropical fish.
Really?
Yes.
That's what we heard. We had some scouts out on that. Say, have you settled on your life work yet, Don?
Yes, I think I want to be an architect.
Oh, building what?
Oh, mostly big buildings. Churches, museums, big things like that.
Not houses?
No, not very many houses.
Sort of a headache, isn't it, right now, this house building?
Yes.
When there's more money in that other, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don, have you got a lot of tropical fish?
Well, I have quite a few.
Wait, keep them in a house?
Yeah, I keep them in a small aquarium.
You do?
On a buffet.
Don, I want to tell you, fella, that we've enjoyed having you here tonight. And our sponsor, good old Lipton Tea, hopes that you're going to enjoy what's coming right now. We knew about that aquarium business, but before I get to that, there's something that we found out that you really need. It's a waterproof, shockproof, anti-magnetic 17 jewel wristwatch that you'll never be late on your route. You like that?
Oh, thanks.
And knowing about your hobby, Buzz went out and found you a 15-gallon stainless steel glass aquarium for your tropical fish. It's got heat control on it where you can keep them warm in the wintertime.
Boy.
And And we've got 6 pair of rare tropical fish. Zebras, angels, black mollies, and a half a dozen other things. You like it, fella?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Don Malloy. We've enjoyed talking to you a lot. Okay, Warren, you're next.
Step right over here. You know, folks, after seeing the Children's Hospital and how they care for so many stricken youngsters, we're especially glad to be a part of this 15th Pittsburgh Press Old Newsboys Drive to help support the hospital. And we're especially glad, too, to meet young members of the press like this freckle-faced 12-year-old Arthur Bledsoe. Can you lead down here, Art? Huh?
Yes.
Sure. Art, how long have you been carrying the press?
2 years.
2 long years, huh? Mm-hmm. How many customers do you have?
I have 42 dailies and 53 Sundays.
53 Sundays?
Yes, sir.
Well, you mean that you carry 53 Sunday papers yourself?
No, I have an assistant.
Oh, your assistant. Is he this other fellow over here?
Yes, sir.
Who is he?
George Bledsoe.
George Bledsoe?
Yes, sir.
I see. Your brother, I take it.
Yes.
Just step right over here, George. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
Yeah? How many papers do you carry, George?
I deliver 16 a day and 18 on Sundays.
18 Sundays, Arthur, what route did you give George?
The easiest route.
What do you mean?
Downhill route.
Oh. All downhill? Is that right, George?
Yeah, I think that's pretty right.
You mean it's all downhill?
No, some is up here.
Yeah, well, you have to get home, don't you?
Somehow or another.
Yes. Does he pay you anything, George?
Yes, he pays me $1 a week.
I see. Do you think that's enough?
I'm positive it's enough.
Well, you're one satisfied fellow then, aren't you? Say, Arthur, do you think that carrying papers is good for you?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. How has it helped you?
In arithmetic.
And how has it helped you in arithmetic?
Well, it helps me on my mathematics, subtracting and addition.
Yes. Well, how about multiplying? Anybody say, give me 5 papers?
Well, you say 25 cents right away.
Oh, well, you're doing all right in that, too. Does it help you in your arithmetic, George?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, what grade are you in?
Second.
Second? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah? What grade?
All A's in every report card.
All A's in every report card?
Yeah.
You're a genius. Arthur, you have other interests besides the newspaper business, do you?
Yes, sir.
What are they?
Hockey and my trumpet.
Your trumpet?
Yes, sir.
Gosh, I used to play trumpet when I was your size. Say, tell me, do you ever have trouble with your lips?
Yes.
Yeah? What do you do for it?
Chew gum.
What's so funny about that, George? Huh?
Well, if I chew gum, I'd probably get my lips all capped.
Oh. Say, how about you, George? How do you spend your spare time?
I'm not sure how I do it at all.
Yes. Well, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to write songs.
Write songs?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, are you going to be a newsboy in the meantime?
Yes.
Yes? George, Arthur, are you glad to take part in helping the Children's Hospital in this drive?
Yes, sir.
You think it's a good idea?
Yes.
How about you, George? You like the Children's Hospital, too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been sick?
Well, yes. I've been sick for 1 month and 1 day.
Oh. Well, you're certainly a rugged individual now. Arthur and George, we're very, very glad that we could talk with 2 young businessmen like you. And to thank you for being with us tonight, we have a couple of things maybe you'll like. First, we have for you, Arthur, an Eastman 8mm Cine Kodak, and it has some film to go with it. Huh? You like that?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, and George, for you, we have this super-duper electric train. It's a freight train with whistle and smoke. Look at that locomotive, and look at that Pennsylvania caboose. We're going to hop a Pennsylvania caboose a little later.
I've wanted one for years.
Oh, well, you have it now, my friend. And for both of you, we have... Say, by the way, this would be a good place to put the train between times when you're not using it for what you're supposed to use it. It's a ping pong table and a set.
Oh.
Are you happy, fellas?
Yes.
Thank you, Arthur and George Bledsoe. Good luck to you, fellas. Okay, Clark.
Hey, swell bunch of kids, Warren.
Mm.
You bet. Now, folks, shall we bring you our own Vox Pop newsboy, Warren Ho.
Extra, extra, get your latest news here. Big news for Big Stretch.
Hold it there. Wait a minute. What is this big news you're talking about?
Millions acclaim Lipton tea for superb brisk flavor.
Brisk flavor, huh?
Sure. Sure. Well, Clark's brisk means richer flavor, a taste that's always full-bodied and satisfying. Always brisk, never flat.
Did you say Lipton's is always brisk?
Oh, you bet. Lipton tea is blended for briskness, blended from as many as 18 different choice teas, each one carefully selected for its own distinctive qualities to give Lipton's that characteristic brisk flavor.
Hey, that must be good news to folks who like that cup of tea.
Sure, you're right. Try brisk Lipton tea, and you'll agree brisk means richer flavor. Extra, extra. I like this. Extra,
yes. Extra.
You'll make a pretty good newsboy. I bet you sold them in the old days, Warren, too. Folks, now comes the first of our old newsboys we were talking about. He's one of a host of successful men in Pittsburgh, known as an old newsboy. Now, this group, one day each year, sells papers to raise money for the Press Old Newsboys Children's Hospital Fund. He's a likable Irishman, head of District 10 State Employment Service, and his name is Pat. We want you to meet him, Patrick T. Fagan. Hi, Mr. Fagan.
Very good.
Yeah. Mark. Pat, seriously, did you ever sell papers when you were a boy?
I did.
What'd you sell?
I sold the Pennsylvania Grit.
Grit, huh?
That's right. Published in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
I remember that when I was a kid, too, and I wouldn't be surprised if I hadn't sold some of that, too.
Probably you did.
Say, what would you call a good week's work back in those days?
Well, back in those days in 1902, it was a weekly paper, and about 40 cents a week was a good week's earning.
That was a good week's earning, huh?
That's right.
Well, you didn't have as many movies in those days to spend your money on either, did you, Pat?
No, we didn't.
Uh-huh. Well, your sons, have they all been selling papers, too?
That's right. I have six sons. I did have. There's five of them, and they all sold newspapers. The Pittsburgh Press, the Sun-Telling, and
the whole thing,
Pittsburgh
huh?
Post-Dispatch. That's
yeah.
right.
And you think it's good for kids to do it, don't you?
That's right. It helps make good businessmen out of them.
How much did you old newsboys in the press dig up last year in your drive for the Children's Hospital?
$80,000.
You think you can make it this year?
With what Vox Pop is doing first, I think we ought to make at least $100,000 for the Children's Hospital.
You're going to be in there pitching again?
I'm going to be in there doing everything I can to get all the money that I can for that great institution.
I know you got a contest there, and the first 10 fellas is sort of written up in the paper and all like that. Who are some of the top men that
Commissioner John J. Kane and Harvey Scott, the superintendent of police, they are really the two outstanding. Of course,
Judge
Ellenbogen comes along with a nice little pack of money.
Well, of course, can't name them all, but have you been in that first 10?
Yes, yeah, several times.
You have, Pat? Good. Was your boyhood spent here in Pittsburgh?
Well, no. I was born in Westmoreland County and came to Allegheny County in 1910.
What'd you do as a young man?
I was a coal miner.
Really?
That's right.
Down in the ground, huh?
Yes.
How long?
For 22 years.
22 of them.
That's right.
You know what it's all about, don't you?
Yeah, I've produced a lot of black diamonds in my life.
What could you dig out in the early days?
Well, in the early days when it was pick work and a man loaded 3 or 3.5 ton, he was supposed to be a pretty good worker.
You can beat that old hauler nowadays.
Oh, yes, since the mines are mechanized. A lot of men produce as high as 17, 18 ton a day.
Just between the two of us, though, we're going to have a cold winter, you think?
Well, I hope we have a nice, mild winter and everybody exercises good judgment and common sense. And we'll have a lot
we
of...
We all hope that, Pat.
Sure.
You bet. There's one thing I'm not clear about this children's hospital, and I've got something to say to you from Mr. Lipton's outfit. Is it for any and all children?
It is. The hospital gives service to, without any discrimination
race,
against
creed,
color, or nationality.
And any child.
Any child, that's right.
Well, thank you, Pat, for talking to us tonight, telling us about this thing. And we know that you insisted that your gift go to the Children's Hospital Fund.
That's right.
But just the same, we've got a little token gift for you. It's a handsome blue silk dressing gown and a fine-grained Kay Woody pipe to smoke while you're lounging around in it. Thank you a lot, Pat Fagan.
Thank you a million and your company.
Okay, Warren, you're next.
Here is a very sharp-looking young newspaper magnate of 15, Bob Shive. Bob, just between us, I'd like to know something. Just before we went on the air, a few minutes before we went on the air, he was called to the phone outside. I'm curious to know what that was all about.
Well, as my uncle, New Jersey, he asked me to put in a plug about his zip fix. New gadget to fix the broken zipper.
Yeah.
Lakewood, New Jersey.
Yeah. Well, he wanted you to put in a plug,
yeah.
Huh? I see. He didn't tell you the name of the thing.
Well, Zip Fix, Lakewood, New Jersey would get it there.
Oh, it would? Well, that's fine. I know your uncle is happy now.
I hope so.
Yeah. Say, that's a good-looking suit that you have on, Bob. Did your dad buy that for you?
Oh, no. Bought it myself.
You did?
Yes.
You mean from your newspaper earnings?
Oh, yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. How much do you make a week?
Oh, $4.50 or $5 plus a dollar in a press savings account every
mm-hmm.
week.
A little closer so your uncle up in New Jersey can hear you.
Bye.
Yeah, right up close to the mic. What else do you do with your money, Bob?
Well, I put it in the press saving bank and mm-hmm. also war bonds.
That's good. What's your newspaper business taught you beside arithmetic?
Well, you know a lot of people and value your money and how to collect it and save it after you get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say that you know a lot of people. Do your customers know you by your first name or so?
Well, I guess now they do after seeing my picture in the paper.
Your picture in the paper?
Ago. Yeah, about a month ago.
What was that all about?
Well, I had a small part in helping apprehend the criminal.
You did?
Yeah.
You mean adventure now. Well, tell us quickly what happened.
Well, while I was in the duty of delivering my papers,
mm-hmm.
attractive girl ran along her porch and she called to me. And mm-hmm. I didn't know what was going on, so I ran behind her.
Well, of course.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
And when both of us were walking down the driveway, I saw this man come off the back steps and towards us.
Mm-hmm.
So
you tackled him?
Oh, no, she grabbed him.
Oh. Yeah?
She grabbed him by the arm, and he was quite nervous. He said, search me, please. Don't search me. I don't have nothing. And with that, she said, I'll bet you have something. Let me search you. Here, let me search you. And I stand beside her, and she said, call the police. And with that, oh, he got awful nervous, and he broke away from her. Pardon me.
Yeah?
Broke away from her, and he ran around the back of the house and her after. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know what got into me, but I ran around the front, tried to catch him, head him off.
You ran the other way?
Yeah. Well, I tried to head him off.
Yeah.
And didn't have anything in my hand at the time to stop him, so this elderly woman was standing on the porch, so I ran back to get the cane from her. I was going to trip him or bop him or do something.
Yeah.
So I got the cane and started out again, but I saw him come out of the side of the house and down the street, so I let him go. And the police came and gave me a description of him. This scar on his right cheek is very noticeable, a round scar. So they picked him up for a few days.
Well, that's how you caught him.
Well, the police caught him. I just gave a description.
I know, by the scar. Well, that's good. That's very exciting. Say, time's getting on here. I'm just wondering, I understand that you have a trap line. Somebody told us that you have a trap line.
Oh,
is that true?
It's short when outside the city.
Yeah? I didn't know that we could meet a young Daniel Boone right here in the middle of the city.
Well, not in the fur business. Just do it for a sort of a hobby, I guess.
Oh, well, that's fine. We have something that might interest you, Bob. You know, I think you might say that we have some news for you.
What's that? Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. Listen, as for you, you know those people who have that nice tea and that good old
brisk
soup?
I'll say
that brisk,
yes.
Yeah. Well, we have for you this Marlin 7-shot carbine in a leather case with 2 boxes of cartridges.
Oh,
and
thank you.
And we have...
That's awful nice.
Wait a minute. We have this paratrooper-type bicycle. Everything folds up, everything except the wheels.
Wow.
And that's going to come in handy, too. You like that?
Okay.
Thank you, and good luck to you, Bob Shive.
Folks, a quick 3-act play. Act 1,
At the American Rodeo Stock Show in Kansas City recently, the Williams Meat Company bought the Grand Champion steer for $43,026. That's $43,000. Act Two. Mr. E.W. Williams, the head of the company and an old Vox Pop fan, went into a huddle with TWA and they shipped a big, thick steak from this Grand Champion steer to Vox Pop. TWA flew it over and it's just been delivered to us. Act Three. Vox Pop is now sending this steak, which cost the Williams Meat Company around $3,400, just that slice there you see, folks, to the convalescent home of the Children's Hospital. We want our little friend out there, Rose Pocomo, to have that big steak. It's the highest-priced steak, Kansas City steak, in the country today. So thanks, Mr. Williams, and thanks to TWA for flying that steak over to us.
I think Rose is going to like that, too, Parks.
You bet she is, Ron.
Now, you know, Parks, being a newsboy is fine, but I'd like to be a reporter.
A reporter? Well, yep. As an old Houston Post reporter, let me give you a pointer or two on good reporting. You've got to tell people why and when and where and all that sort of thing.
Well, I think maybe I could do that, Parks. Now, you take Lipton tea. I can tell folks why Lipton is so delicious in just two words. It's brisk.
But why is it brisk?
Well, Parks, that's going to take three words. Sir Thomas Lipton. You see, Sir Thomas personally selected choice teas from his own tea garden, skillfully, patiently blended them together until he had created a fresh, new, spirited blend, distinctively his own, a tea with a brisk flavor, the same rich, full-bodied taste that you enjoy in Lipton's today.
Well, now that takes care of the why, Warren. Now, when can you enjoy Lipton tea?
Oh, anytime. There's always plenty of pleasure waiting for you in that fragrant, steaming cup of Lipton.
And where can you get it? Wait a minute. I'm going to answer that one myself, folks. At your grocer's. Ask him for a package. Try brisk Lipton tea, and you'll all agree brisk means richer flavor. That's right, Lauren, isn't it?
Right.
Folks, we think that our next Pittsburgh Press newsboy illustrates the value of making a plan and then sticking to it. He's 18 and a half years old, has carried paper since he was 12. He's a junior at the University of Pittsburgh, and he says he owes it all, or most all, to carrying the press. Folks, they want you to know him, Harvey Rosenblatt. Hi, Harvey.
Hello.
You stay right in front of it, let me get to the side. Just about where you are now. That's good. Harvey, did I tell all that about right?
I think so.
Uh-huh. You are going to paper, to college, I might say, on the paper?
Yeah, if it wasn't for the papers, I wouldn't be going to college.
You have a pretty big root?
Yeah, it's about the biggest in the city, I think. I don't know for sure.
How many papers you carry?
About 180 to 200.
Gee, that's a lot. Take you a long time to get around?
No, about an hour.
Do you do it on foot?
Bicycle.
Bicycle, huh?
Yeah.
You got any credit rules pass on to the younger fellows?
I don't know. After the bill starts running up, stop the paper until you get the money.
Well, that way you always got money in the bank, huh?
That's for sure.
Say, what activities are you engaged in out at Pitt?
Well, I belong to Sigma Alpha Mu fraternity, and I belong to the Pitt Band.
Band? What are you doing in a band?
Well, I'm on a managerial staff.
Oh, you. What kind of job is that now?
Well, we take care of the instruments and take care of the music. And generally, take care of the band.
Yeah. You go on trips with them?
Yeah. Last week, we went to Ohio State.
Uh-huh.
That's Columbus, Ohio. And the week before that, we went to Johnstown, PA.
By the way, the Pitt team, what kind of a, you know...
Well, wait till next year.
Wait till next year.
That's it.
Yeah. What kind of degree are you working for, Harvey?
Well, I'm in pre-med now, working for a Bachelor of Science degree.
Pre-med? Going to be a doctor?
I hope so.
What kind? Surgeon or internal, children, specialist?
Well, I don't know yet. I'll pick that up on the way.
Well, you have to do that, I suppose. Wait a bit. You know about this children's hospital out here, don't you?
Yes. Someday I hope. Maybe I'll be able to practice there.
I hope you will too, Harvey. Because you're the kind of kid, I know you know about it, because I've heard tell that you are tremendously interested in it, and I don't doubt that you could outsell some of these old boys on the street if they put it up to you on this drive, couldn't you?
Oh, I don't know. I could try.
You could try. Well, Harvey, we've had a lot of fun talking to you. We appreciate having you up here with us tonight. And Lipton says to me to say to you, first of all, a pair of white shirts and a gray herringbone tweed winter suit to put on top of it. Can you use them?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, wait a minute. That's not all. And here's something we know that you need in your schoolwork. We know you haven't got. We don't want you to dig into your savings. It's a new model Royal portable typewriter with a magic margin. Can you use it?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Thank you a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, Warren.
Well, now we want you to meet another old newsboy, one of Pittsburgh's first citizens, President Judge of the County Court of Allegheny County, Judge Benjamin Lyncher.
Thank you very much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning. I mean, good evening, Judge. You were born right here in Pittsburgh?
Raised here in the town.
Uh-huh. Where did you sell newspapers?
Right in the Washington Boulevard, the old Bigelow Boulevard, right where the Washington Street runs into it. I see the corner right from my chambers in the courthouse every day.
Oh, yes. Well, did you, by the way, did you ever have any adventures like Bob Shive here? Or did you ever catch any burglars or anything?
No, I'll tell you one about later. I caught a fan who fleeced me out of some money. Would you like to hear that?
Well, if it doesn't take too long.
I was a judge for about 25, 30 years when there he was. I delivered papers to him. He owed me $2.15.
Yes.
I remembered his name, and he remembered me. His wife didn't know, non-support court. She said, Judge, he doesn't pay me. He doesn't pay anybody. You'd be amazed whom that man owes money to. And he said, that man knows whom I owe money to. Believe it or not.
Well, Judge, when you were a newsboy, were you a yelling newsboy or were you just a plain selling one?
Warren, in those days, we were shouting newsboys. You want to hear how?
Yes. Did you have a spiel?
Litter, teller, press, that son. That's how we did it.
Yeah.
Outlaw.
Judge, do you remember any headlines of that day?
Well, there were various headlines, yes. Remember one specially?
What was it?
Extra, extra, Republicans sweep the county.
Well, that sounds sort of familiar, doesn't it?
Yes, long time between sweeps, you think, Warren.
Well, by the way, they tell us that you were elected by both the Republicans and the Democrats here.
Yes,
I think that's a very fine recommendation.
Thank you.
Of course, we realize that they get along very well together in the town here. You were one of the first old newsboys, weren't you?
That's right. About this thing began 22 years ago. Max Silverblatt, Danny Coffey, some of the businessmen downtown who had sold papers, did this thing informally, and then about 20 years ago, it began to take the form of shape it has now that the Pittsburgh Press has come into it, and it has grown by leaps and bounds. We raise more money every year and literally put thousands of kids on their feet with braces and with all kinds of instrumentalities and special treatments. It's one of the most heartwarming experiences, really, that I've ever been in. It's the greatest human venture story in the city of Pittsburgh.
Well, Judge, we... our time is almost up, and you're just getting underway here. One more thing I'd like to ask you. Do you have anything to say to our listeners outside of Pittsburgh who won't have the chance to contribute to this fund?
Get into it yourself in all the other cities, whether you're ex-servicemen or ex-newsies. Get this fund together in your own hometown. You'll take the kink out of a kid's body, and you'll be surprised how much joy you put in your own life.
That's good, Judge. That's well spoken. We can do things for our children wherever they are. Judge, as a token gift to you out of our big Lipton tea bag, here is a desk set. It's in dark red Moroccan leather. We hope that you'll remember us while you're sitting there in your study. And just want to say that the rest of the money that we would have spent on your gift will go to the Old Newsboys Fund.
Good.
There it is right there.
Thank you
very much. It's been a pleasure to know you, Judge Benjamin Lyncher.
Yes, well, folks, it's time now to say goodbye and good luck to Pittsburgh Press, its old newsboys and its young newsboys, and our thanks to all the fellows over there at the press for inviting us to take part in your children's hospital drive.
Oh, I want to add my thank you, too, Fark. And now about next week. Vox Pop travels way up to New England's cranberry country for an old-fashioned Thanksgiving program with all the trimmings. We're going to bring you a Vox Pop biography. The heartwarming story of a friendly, down-to-earth, two-fisted songwriting parson, the Reverend Samuel J. Stevenson, known to his friends as Jack, to his teen-town youngsters as Pop, and to us as Sam.
Yes, and it's a program we want that you should tell your neighbors about, because we want them to hear Vox Pop next Tuesday night.
Yes, sir. Listen in, won't you?
Good night, folks.
Good night, kids. So long, everybody.
Ask any newsboy. What's one of the first things people turn to in a newspaper?
It's the weather report, mister.
Yes, and right now, when that report often says cold weather ahead, folks turn to hot, steaming bowls of delicious, chickeny-tasting Lipton's noodle soup. It's a rich, mouth-watering soup with fresh-cooked flavor, because you fresh-cook the makings Lipton's prepares for you in your own soup kettle. It cooks in just 7 minutes and gives you about 1.5 times as much as most canned soups. So get Lipton's noodle soup mix tomorrow and get all the flavor of homemade soup with none of the fuss. Be sure to join Vox Pop again next week when Parks and Warren visit Buzzards Bay, Massachusetts. And don't forget to ask your grocer for Lipton's noodle soup mix and Lipton tea. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
And this is WCBS, New York. You're tuned just right to hear Joan Fontaine recreate her sensational comedy role in...